A Techita inmate was shackled last summer while she gave birth to her son. The practice has been abandoned by more than half the states in the country. A longtime prison reform activist in Wisconsin says she's appalled to hear that such a policy even existed in the state. Edgewood College professor Sister Esther Heffernan says while inmates on hospital visits are an escape risk, women aren't likely to leap off the delivery table.
I would think, particularly with Wisconsin, where there's the more recent emphasis that they're going to have programs that are, in a sense, women-sensitive, that it would be very appropriate that this particular area would be one for change in policy.
Department of Corrections Secretary Matt Frank says he wasn't aware the practice was being used in Wisconsin until he learned of the Techita incident. He says while protecting public safety is the prison's top priority, the humane treatment of inmates is equally important to his department.
We are going to continue our review of the general childbirth and pregnancy area to see if there's any improvements we can make in those areas, because quite honestly, we don't have those issues on the male side, and I think some of that could be overlooked in the old system that we had, where we weren't focusing specifically on the needs and issues of that female offenders are dealing with.
A 2001 Amnesty International report called on the 21 states that still have the practice to stop shackling women during childbirth, calling it a cruel and degrading process. Next month, Amnesty will release an updated report on this and other abusive prison practices. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.